This is Ozarks at Large. Yesterday afternoon, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers, came by the Susan and Anthony Hoy News Studio to talk to Kyle and I about what's up in entertainment this weekend, as well as assess the post-fundraiser state of our station.
There's nothing sadder than coming in here and whining about being tired to these people.
Are you saying that post-fundraiser we look a wee bit tired?
A little disheveled around the edges, but successful.
Yes.
Very successful.
Yes.
There's another fundraiser coming up on Thursday that's shorter and smaller and really fun.
And that is in Springdale?
That is in Springdale. It's the 5x5 Jazz Soiree and Silent Auction. And Zeke Taylor is one of the artists this year.
5x5 is one of your favorite events that happens.
It is, and one of Antoinette's, too.
I enjoy going with you. And every year I mean to make something, and then I remember I'm really not that creative.
And every year I mean to make something, and, well, you know. But you know Zeke Taylor from Eureka Springs is wildly creative.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you don't know who he is, gee, how can you explain Zeke? He paints monkeys, anthropomorphic monkeys. There's no great reason for that except that he was working for a decorator pillow company and they asked him to design a chimp in clothes.
There you go.
And it's been wildly successful. This year he has done a 5x5 that includes a little chimp holding a sock monkey. That's the small of it. The pig of it is that he's also done a pig for the Ozark Literacy Council's Pigsibition Public Art Project. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about something that's 5 inches by 5 inches and something that he describes as it seemed like it was as big as a Volkswagen.
They're like 6 feet, from what I understand, from like tail to tip, probably.
Launching. It appears that they're jumping into space.
Yes.
And they are so big, he said, that he had to get on a stepladder and that he had to paint it in his driveway because he couldn't get it through the door.
Right.
Where is the pig that he created?
His is at Powerhouse Seafood and Grill in Fayetteville.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's called the Pig Easy. And it's even clear-coated like a car.
Is this the one that's kind of Mardi Gras-esque, the purple? Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
And so you can go see his pig, then you can go see his work at the Jazz Soiree. And this weekend, since it's homecoming, there's a whole bunch of pigs you can go see.
That's right.
So first of all, the Jazz Soiree and 5x5 auction is Thursday evening at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. It starts at 5:55 and lasts till 7:55. It's $10 at the door. And I promise if I want something, you and I'll go down.
It's a silent auction.
It's a silent auction.
And
but viciousness sometimes ensues.
Right.
They do it for an art center in Fort Smith, and people run for the one they want, which sounds even more terrifying.
Dangerous.
Well, this one seems a little more, when you put it like that, this one seems
a little
safer.
More civilized.
A little more civilized.
Yes.
Because the 5x5s hang on the wall, and then you can write down your number, your name, by how much you want to bid
it's
for.
It's just the standing in front of the one you want and glaring it.
Right.
It gets
a little vicious at the end.
Now, if you want to go see pigs, here are some places you can see them. Priscilla White's Pick Up a Book and Read is at the Arvest Bank on the Fayetteville Square.
And it's a wonderful pig.
It is.
Mel Thompson's Pigtopia is at Destinations at 3849 Weddington Drive in Fayetteville. Mm-hmm. Ferdinand the Bull Pig by Carol Sherris is at the BHK Cafe on the Fayetteville Square.
Right outside.
Jack Wilson's When Pigs Fly, and it's beautiful, is at Drake Field in Fayetteville. It's painted like an aviator cow.
I haven't seen that yet.
Sweet Pea by Margot Moulton is at the Walton Art Center in the Rose Garden. The Reader by Jason Jones is at Serta Pro Painters on North College. Mm-hmm. Ain't Air by Adam Campbell is east of George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville.
Right along the trail.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Beautiful Fayetteville by Ray Russell is at the Clinton House Museum. Freedom by Hisekomura Yale is at the Ozark Literacy Council in Fayetteville, sponsors of this whole thing. Suey Student, love this one, by Jane Garrison Davidian is at the Inn at Carnell Hall, and the back shows buildings on campus. And he's a pig best seen from behind. Pigatol by Matt Miller is at Cox Communications on Futrell Drive. Zeke's Pig Easy is at Powerhouse Seafood, as we said. Ball Hog by Michael Marzullo is at Pinnacle Foods.
Okay.
Priscilla, also by Michael Marzullo, is at Mermaids. And When Pigs Fly by Ronnie Sparkman is at the library right across from us It's a beautiful pig.
Yeah, just that one just got there not too long ago.
Mm-hmm. Is that all of them? Or are we expecting some more?
There's supposed to be more. This is like 17 or 18. Okay. There's supposed to be 25 total.
Okay. So I keep checking to see when they're all out there.
Yes, they're not all there yet. Okay. But figuring it was homecoming weekend at the university, it was a good time to go look at pigs. Also this weekend, the world premiere of a new drama by Oren Softy, Checks and Balances. Mm-hmm. 8 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday at Rogers Little Theater. Tickets start at $16, $10 for students. Later Life wraps up this week at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. Shows at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow night only. You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown is on at the Berry Performing Arts Center at JBU in Siloam Springs, 7:30 today and tomorrow. Tickets start at $10. Shrek continues its run at the Walton Art Center in Fayetteville. What fun we had Halloween. Mm-hmm. They had trick-or-treating. They had cast members out in a costume parade with the kids. Great fun. Showtimes are 8 o'clock today, 2 and 8 tomorrow, and 2 and 7:30 Sunday. And tickets start at $39. And my favorite band in the world, Trout Fishing in America, performs at 7:30 tonight at the Eureka Springs City Auditorium. And at 1 tomorrow at Basin Spring Park as part of the Folk Festival in Eureka Springs. And the headliner is Ronnie Cox at 7:30 Saturday.
Sounds like fun.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Thank you.